And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. It is so lovely to be with you on this very lovely Sunday morning. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist. Good morning, GQ.
Hello, Jo.
Lovely to see you too, podcaster and author Sarah Davidson.
Good morning. What a joy to be back.
It is gorgeous to see the three of us in this room, I'm saying for myself. Okay, we're starting the show with a subject that has historically been a bit controversial, and that's medicinal cannabis. Now, we're going to explore its benefits and who it can help. But, Gerald, are we seeing a shift away from the old fears and stigma related to medicinal cannabis?
We are, Jo, and it's about time. And we need to just understand that in many issues, we don't have medical options for them from a Western drug perspective. And cannabis has been used for a long, long, long time. And now that we understand so much about it and its safety profiles and what it can do and what it might do, this is a very exciting space. So this will be a terrific discussion with Helen. And what it might do is just help people understand the process, because there are many that walk into the GP and say, I'd like you to prescribe medicinal cannabis for me. It's not that simple. Mm. So we'll explore that with Helen, see where we're up to. But yes, look, we need adult conversations about these things all the time, bearing in mind that I suspect there's a fair bit of lobbying behind the scenes by vested interests, shall we say, to delay the whole process.
Really? See, that upsets me so much, because we have seen overseas people that have been really helped by this treatment.
For years and years and years. And I think I mentioned before, I spent a day in a cannabis nursery in Switzerland 10 years ago. So it's old hat for them. They were exporting it. That nursery, under government supervision, was exporting medicinal cannabis all around Europe.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of friends in Europe have amazing results, and it's been interesting to wait and sort of see it filtered down to us here. So I'm really, really excited to hear from Helen about it.
Yes, well, you're referring to Helen. Most listeners will remember journalist Helen Capelos. She did break new ground 6 years ago when she produced her documentary, A Life of Its Own, The Truth About Medical Marijuana. And Helen is going to join us to talk about the inspiration behind making that film and will give us some ideas as to the way forward for medicinal cannabis, which doctors can now prescribe here in Australia. Also, clinical nutritionist Clara Browell, who suggests ways that we can improve and assist our well-being, because it would seem, I think we'd all agree, that post-pandemic, many of us are more stressed than ever. How was it possible to even raise that stress another level? But it's happening.
I think our tolerance for stress has kind of, you know, gone down a little bit. So we're having to build that back up and learn how to cope with going back to daily life. I'm excited to get some tips.
Go back to the simple things if we can.
Yes, I feel like the pace of life is even faster, and expectation on ourselves becomes a constant thing that we need to feed. So, yes, I'm looking forward also to speaking with Clara Browell on some tips for a good nutrition and lifestyle habits that will get us through. Plus, of course, Gerald, you're here with A to Z of Vitamins. We're looking at ways to support our heart health and raise our energy levels. And another great tip from you there, Gerald.
Yes, well, Chemist Warehouse is participating in the COVID-19 rapid antigen test concessional access. So the free government-funded COVID-19 rapid antigen testing is available for people with concession cards, so eligible concession card holders. But this is the last month. July is the last month where these free rapid antigen tests will be available. So if you are in that group and you do normally get them, please organise it soon, because this is the last opportunity.
Fantastic piece of information there. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have. Gerald is here to answer your questions. And perhaps you found medicinal cannabis to be beneficial for you. Give us a call and share your experience, because next up we separate fact from fiction on medical marijuana with journalist Helen Capelos. That's on the House House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you can't get enough of the House of Wellness, here's great news. As you know, you can listen to the program every Sunday, which you're doing right now, you clever little person. But you can also watch House of Wellness Fridays from 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. on 7. Enjoy a power-packed hour of entertainment covering real people, real stories, breakthrough technology, insightful guests and the best experts who can give you a stimulating and fresh approach to your health and well-being. From meditation to mindfulness, from vitamins to veganism, the House of Wellness has all you need to improve your well-being and live your best life. The House of Wellness, Fridays from 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. on 7. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Well, marijuana for medicinal purposes has long been a controversial issue, but there is one journalist who has been on a journey for nearly a decade now to separate fact from fiction. Helen Kapalos' documentary, A Life of Its Own, The Truth About Medical Marijuana, aired on Netflix and SBS back in 2016, but she has continued advocating for the treatment since then. Many of us will remember her as primetime news presenter and chair of the Victorian Multicultural Commission. Helen Kapalos, it is lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
When did you become a passionate advocate for medicinal marijuana? Because it feels perhaps initially like an unusual fit for you.
Absolutely. And I think I had definitely carried my own bias going into a story that I was doing for the Sunday night program on Channel 7. So I was assigned this story. And I thought, yeah, I had a sort of relative basic understanding that marijuana could probably work to alleviate symptoms associated with chronic pain, for instance. But I also knew that side of marijuana that was associated with schizophrenia and psychoses and so on. So I went into the story thinking, it's probably got a limited use. And then when I started to do the story, I realised that its use was, profoundly, more significant than I had, realised. Treating kids for intractable epilepsy and chronic pain was just one of many conditions that it applied to. So absolutely challenged my own assumptions around the story.
Oh my gosh, Helen, I was just reading a little bit more about Dan's story that you went into on 7 Sunday Night Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that story and also how Dan ingested it, how it is ingested medically? I just learned so much from reading about the story.
Dan was incredible. And I think that was the thing. I think, interviewing someone like Dan, again, I thought he's a young man. He was 20 years old when he was diagnosed with bowel cancer. When I met him, he was 24 and in the final stages of that cancer. And I thought, again, going into the story that he would just be treating symptoms associated with chemotherapy, but he was actually using a specially blended oil to treat the cancer itself and had defied doctors, predictions that he would be, have a much shorter lifespan, if you like. So, he was doing relatively well up until that stage. It was in that stage it was terminal, but it was really helping him. He had 40 tumours on his liver and his parents, his dad was a former drug squad head in New South Wales for 40 years. His mother was a registered nurse. He'd never been someone that liked recreational cannabis, so his parents had to convince him to take it. And then he had incredible success, not just with the symptoms of his chemotherapy, but apparently with the cancer itself. So behind him were all these incredible families sourcing it illegally at that time for their children, particularly for intractable epilepsy. So Dan, for me, was that person that opened up the world of medicinal cannabis and I guess its potential therapeutic benefits that went beyond my assumptions, which were just around pain, I guess, at that time.
Helen, can you help us sort out the confusion? In an adult world, we don't discuss medicinal cannabis at any level of intelligence at all because there are throwaway lines about the illegal use or recreational use. Can you briefly explain the two major components in the cannabis plant, the cannabis sativa plant, and the role they play and the benefits of each?
Okay, sure. I'll do my very best. So what we know about this plant is that there is 160 or so compounds. We know two compounds: cannabidiol, which is called is short for CBD. Oh, sorry, CBD short for cannabidiol. Mm-hmm. And the other one is delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinol, mm-hmm. and that's known as THC. And that's the one that we most know about. That's the one that we hear about when we're hearing about recreational cannabis, and the one that gets you high. Mm-hmm. Now, both CBD and THC interact with cannabinoid receptors, and they could treat or limit the effects of various conditions. I'm not fantastic at describing this scientifically, but essentially I think, what I understand is that THC works in the brain and CBD works throughout the body. And essentially I know that there's been studies that have seen CBD used to treat almost every human disease state. So both of them treat the following things: pain, nausea, appetite loss, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, muscle spasms, I'm just trying to think, intractable epilepsy, neuro immunology. So what's it called? When you've got... Yes. Like a neurological disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It can be quite effective.
And Helen, this can often play against it because it seems too good to be true. Often that's dismissed as it can't work in all those things. But we're talking here about a powerful anti-inflammatory, which over time will be developed specifically, particularly the low THC products. There will be an amazing array of options.
So, absolutely, and we're seeing that emerge. I think the thing to say about both of them is that they also interact with what's called the endocannabinoid system, and you would be aware of that as well. Mm. And that's something that we all possess. Mm. So we know that, CBD and THC would interact with slightly different receptors in a person's brain, and we know that one works, can get you high, but we also know that... a dominant THC product can be incredibly good for chronic conditions. We know that, for example, we can have the same intractable epilepsy diagnosis in a young child, and that one might benefit from having a 10-10 CBD, which would be half CBD, half THC blend of oil. Mm. That same child in the same condition might benefit also from having a THC dominant product. Yes. But the difference is the quantity. We're self-titrating. Mm. And I think that's the part that I found really interesting about that. It was really taking us back to the traditional form of medication. So back in the 1930s, when it was an over-the-counter medication around the world, particularly in the US, we know that, again, self-titration, that dosage, the amount that we're taking is far different to what we see in a recreational context, for instance.
So, Helen, more recently in Australia, we're seeing a shift in its usage. Can you give us some idea if people are listening to this and thinking, wow, this could help me? What do you recommend they do?
Well, the first thing is to seek out an authorised prescriber. So I think to give you an idea, in the first year, maybe 2015, we might have had around 20 authorised prescribers in Australia. We now have close to 2,000. In the last year alone, we've seen prescriptions double. So there's over 200,000 prescriptions that have been issued in the last year alone for medicinal cannabis. And so what I do, for instance, is I just seek out a doctor that I know is an authorised prescriber. I recently had something that I wanted to treat, which was a pain condition that wasn't working with regular medication. So I saw my doctor. He happens to be now an authorised prescriber. It's great if you can get that continuity of care. Maybe see your doctor and ask them if they're aware of other authorised prescribers. There are many telehealth platforms that you can visit. But for me, it was important to go to my doctor. And then we had a fantastic consultation, and I was issued a CBD THC blend, and I've worked closely with him to take the dosages as required, and it's been working really well. But it's something that it's the medication itself. It's a tricky one because not every your doctor might diagnose, might say to you this blend will work perfectly, but it may not actually be the right blend for you. So you do have the option of going back and testing to see if there's the agronomy, for instance, of the plant treats specific conditions. So you might have hundreds and hundreds of, I think we have 400 different strains that are used in the medicinal cannabis plant. So it's one of those things. It's not a one size fits all. So it might require a little bit of patience as well. But that's essentially how it works. It's just like any other consultation. You go to your doctor, you tell them, you know, what the condition is, what you've been working on, and it's an adjunct therapy or another therapy. It's certainly, for me, a bit of a human rights issue, because I think I would have loved to have known about THC or the, you know, the oil in particular when my mum was in her final stages of cancer and wasn't responding to opiate treatment or opiates. So I think it's a, you know, we all look at it in a different way. I think for me that was something that, and also the fact that this was community-driven regulation. It was people ahead of politicians. So no matter what happens in this debate, medicinal cannabis is here to stay.
Yes.
And that's the thing that we have to, I think for me it was about embracing the topic and going towards it and trying to understand as much as I could.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Helen Kapalos. It's very enlightening, and yeah, we encourage you to investigate and see, yeah, get the information, arm yourself with the information and understand if it's right for you. Thank you so much, Helen.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
You too. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions for your health. We'll get to those calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions or comments. We've just been speaking about medicinal cannabis. Cindy from Forest Lake. Good morning.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Geraldine and Joe. Thank you for taking my call. I have two sisters with Parkinson, and it is very heartbreaking to see them going through all of this. And I'm just wondering if there's any chance that this would help them.
The short answer, Cindy, is definitely. The role of medicinal cannabis in neurological diseases is being explored as we speak. The results in many instances have been quite amazing. And it's very hard. You know, we've got to make sure this morning we're not just saying that medicinal cannabis is the solution for every single thing. Mm. What we're trying to do, as Helen that we've just spoken to, we're trying to have an adult conversation to help the medical profession particularly understand that they have nothing to fear by using, considering carefully the benefits of medicinal cannabis. So for your two sisters, yes, Parkinson's disease has been one of the indications. There will be research going on very, very soon about the role of medicinal cannabis, particular extracts of medicinal cannabis, in reducing a lot of the neurological symptoms we see in Parkinson's.
So the, you know, what Helen was saying to us is find a doctor who can give you good advice about this. But the other thing, when she was talking about how, you know, it's a little bit of a trial and error to get the right combination, but that's the case with not all medications, but many pharmaceuticals,
isn't it? If I could drag up how many people have get prescribed a medication for blood pressure, which is totally unsuitable, and over 8 weeks they might try two or three or four.
So it's not a reason to be fearful.
No, not at all. And as Helen also explained, it's personalised medicine. It's titrating a dose to give you the best outcome.
All the best with you and your sisters there, Cindy. Carol from Wallen, good morning.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, how are you?
We're well. How can we help you?
My husband was on on cannabis spray, actually.
Yes.
And he would have that every 4 to 5 hours.
Yes.
And it was a spray that I put on the inside of his cheek.
Yes.
He was in end-stage cancer. He had had cancer for 20 years. Mm-hmm. When he first started on it, he was still on chemo, but he only kept chemo on for another 2 months. It was just he was too ill then. Mm. But he had the cannabis oil. I cared for him at home here. Mm. Right up till the day he died, he was clear of mind, but he was out of pain.
Yes. Mm.
And I found it absolutely marvellous, whereas the other painkillers would make him constipated, and then you were giving him stuff to stop the constipation, and it was all the side effects. With the cannabis spray, he was on a trial, so it didn't even cost us anything. It was absolutely marvellous, and I'd recommend it to anyone.
Well, we're sorry to hear about your husband there, Carol, but the important thing is he had quality of life at a time where so often quality of life is denied. So well done you, and Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's a really, really beautiful story, Carol, that he died pain-free. What a gift that is.
It is, yes. Fundamental, isn't it?
We will get to more calls after the break, but first I wanted to bring up something that it's a very, very common call that we do get, Gerald, and that is bad circulation. And when I say this, I have, in the wintertime, always cold fingers and pins and needles at the ends of my fingers from bad circulation.
Some people do have bad circulation, Joe, and it is tough, particularly in winter. And we're seeing a lot of chilblains, which is an example of poor circulation this winter. So, and do we take it for granted? How do we warm them up? Well, logically, if you've got poor circulation, you wear gloves, you wear thick socks. Geelong Football Club socks are best. They're the best warm. And you go, when you go out, you rug up. And movement helps circulation.
Yes.
There are herbs. Ginkgo helps circulation. We should never ignore the fact that our tissues require a blood supply. So when things get cold and blue and white and clammy, we've got to just try and restore that if we can. So, look, eat well. Exercise well.
I also read that it's important to stay hydrated because actually it improves the quality of your blood.
Yes, it does.
I didn't know that.
Well, hydration. How often do we hear from people that have headaches and do you drink much water? No. Well, there you go.
Thank you for that little tip there. Next up, ways to combat stress, moodiness and get that all important good night's sleep. Plus your calls, 131 873. We'll get to them next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Thank you to all the many calls that we got with regard to medicinal cannabis, and we would just like you to go and see your doctor and ask for some advice and explore and get the information that you need, because obviously there's great interest, Gerald.
Yes, there is, and we've shown that. And as I said right at the start, we need to have an adult conversation. Start with your doctor. There's lots of information on the internet. Look at reputable Australian companies and see how you go.
Meanwhile, good morning, Bob from Sydney.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, good morning. I've developed gout on the big toe of the left foot, and it's extremely painful. Can you recommend something that I could take to relieve the pain? I can hardly walk on the foot.
Bob, have you been to the doctor about it, Bob?
No, it only developed yesterday.
And you, okay, and well, if you suspect...
My GP is not available over weekend, unfortunately.
Okay. There's going to be no magic solution, Bob, which is going to fix this problem overnight. So the first thing you've got to do is you get a blood test to have it diagnosed properly, because gout, you're seeing it in your big toe. But if you're having uric acid come out of solution in other parts of your body, it's potentially a problem. So take some non-steroidal anti-inflammatories if you can. There's lots available from the pharmacy to settle the pain today. But please make sure you get to your doctor tomorrow, and he will give you a blood test, and give you either a treatment straight away or a preventer to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future. But that's got to be acted on pretty soon.
Thanks for your call there, Bob. Good morning, Rahul from Keysborough.
Good morning, guys. My wife was diagnosed with thyroid cancer a couple of years ago. She was 38 at the time. Now she's 40. And the doctor removed half the thyroid straight away. It was early stages, which is good. Since then, she's been exercising, eats very healthy. But her cholesterol levels have gone really high. They just tested them recently. It was 8.
Yes.
And bad cholesterol, 8. And she's very worried about. And they don't know why it's going up. And she's not eating bad, and nothing. I'm exercising daily. She is fit, but the cholesterol is 8 now, very, very high.
First of all, Rahul, a couple of things. Now, the cholesterol has various fractions, and there's actually a wonderful story which we'll talk to briefly on the House of Wellness TV show about cholesterol. There are a couple of issues here. The first thing to do is, as to why it's happening, hopefully the system will work out, but it's probably got to do with the production of cholesterol in her liver. She can take, there are various fibres available. There's one, the raw fibre is called beta-glucan fibre, which has got the evidence to show that it will settle and rebalance cholesterol. Aged garlic extract helps, but this has got to start really with her doctor, Rahul, and he will probably give her something having some medication to try and bring it down. But remember, it's not all about just the one number. Mm. Understand about what's involved in cholesterol readings and give her our best.
Yes. Well, now, in modern times, the management of our stress levels, mood swings, and the improvement of our sleeping patterns is something that I think we all need a little bit of advice on. And a starting point for all of this is our diet. So joining us on the line is Clara Brow, a clinical nutritionist who loves working with people to help them discover their healthiest possible lifestyle. Clara describes herself as a mum, a reluctant exerciser, so relate to that, and a recent dog owner. Good morning, Clara.
Hi, Jo. Thanks, everyone, for having me on.
Oh, look, we love having you on the show. Can you tell us, I know that your own struggles with weight led you to becoming a nutritionist. This is very interesting. You're coming from a lived experience here.
Yeah, definitely. I was one of those lucky kids and teenagers, and I could eat anything and do anything, and I was naturally really active. And then as I hit into my adult life, kind of things changed, and I struggled to kind of easily maintain a healthy weight. And I've done every yo-yo diet, every kind of thing under the sun to try, and became really, really interested in why and how, and trying to find a better way. And so I studied nutrition and became a nutritionist.
Oh, Clara, I mean, the joys of aging, it's just rude, isn't it? It's just rude. I mean, in today's world as a nutritionist, the topics of stress and mood swings and poor sleeping habits must be coming up quite often, I would say. Is that how it's working out for you?
Absolutely, all the time. And if clients don't bring it up, then I bring it up. I think it's so important. So, you know, often people are coming to see me for weight loss or weight management, and they don't always know that a nutritionist can help with mood and sleep and anxiety. But it's actually such an important factor in overall health that definitely I address it with every single person. And by sometimes addressing the sleep or the stress or the mood or all three can really help improve those other things. So it helps with weight loss. It can help with any other health factors that they've got going on. Yeah.
We mentioned inflammation, Clara, just in an earlier discussion when mm-hmm. we were talking about medicinal cannabis. But you've mentioned sleep, and poor sleep causes inflammation. You've mentioned mood. So if you've got anxiety states, that increases inflammation. Where do you start with someone who comes and says, I've got all these things in my life, but I really want to get my weight under control? Do you prioritise somehow?
Yeah, look, so that's where the individuality comes in, you know. People are all different, and we have to kind of see what's going on for them and delving into, what's made that person and how they got to where they are. So I really prioritise with, one, focusing on what they want to focus on, and then delving into really simple factors, like do they have nutritional deficiencies that we can address? That will have knock-on effects and positive effects in their health. It's not always, one-size-fits-all approach. Mm.
So if we're talking about the two ways we can actually achieve perhaps a calmer life, less stress, better sleep, there's nutrition, and perhaps there's supplements a part of that conversation as well. So very quickly, how do we tick
absolutely.
Both those boxes?
Yeah, look, when it comes to nutrition, it's definitely usually I focus on healthy foods that you want to include. And I think with particularly sleep and stress, there's a couple of foods that you, or we might call them foods, that you probably want to look at avoiding and altogether decreasing and avoiding. And I think, you know, things like caffeine, things like alcohol really need to be looked at as part of that picture. And then focusing on really good, whole, healthy foods, really nutrient-dense foods. And there's particular nutrients and foods that are really necessary when it comes to those mood and sleep. So, you know, obviously fresh fruit and veggies, getting really adequate protein is a really, really simple thing that people can do and really important. And then when it comes to nutrients, magnesium, of course, essential fatty acids and, you know, omega-3s, really, really important, and zinc. And so getting them in your diet first is obviously the way to go, and that's definitely I help people address that and look at really practical ways to do that. But a supplement can be really beneficial. Some people just need a kick start. A supplement will help fill nutritional gaps, you know, when their diet's not quite there yet, and or, you know, in periods of really high stress when the demand is really high.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what is the number one thing we should be looking for in a supplement very quickly?
Look, definitely quality, definitely addressing your individual nutrient deficiencies, and always, always, always checking that there's no interactions for you. So any, even with an over-the-counter supplement, like checking with your pharmacist, especially if you've got underlying health conditions or on medications or anything like that. It doesn't matter which supplement that you choose.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Clara. We wish you a very restful sleep and a calm life today.
Thank you so much. And a good sleep to all of you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Clara. A to Z of Vitamins is next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets overwhelming, calm your mind with Swiss Stress Relief and Sleep Range at Chemist Warehouse. The range includes Ulti Boost Calm and De-Stress, enriched with passion flower to support a healthy stress response in the body during the day. The Ulti Boost Magnesium Plus Sleep Formula is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve sleeplessness. Unwind with Swiss from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins and Gerald, one of our favourites, ubiquinol. It's nice to say, great to take.
And it actually is very simple, Joe. We talk about ubiquinol in the area of what we call mitochondrial energy. So the mitochondria is the power source in every cell. So without efficient mitochondria, all sorts of things can go pear-shaped. No more needed than ever in your heart, because that's the most powerful and important organ we've got in our body. And often fatigue factors and other things can set in. And ubiquinol, it's not a magic. All it's doing is that as we age, we produce less ubiquinol, less coenzyme Q10. This is the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, therefore more readily available for our body to use. And it's a handy thing to fall back on, particularly at the moment. A lot of people are tired, and it's a good way of helping produce energy. So nothing to fear. It actually has a very low adverse reaction profile and a very low interaction profile as well. So if you've got fatigue and it's a problem, don't hesitate. Get some advice on ubiquinol. It's a very handy thing. What are your thoughts?
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's amazing. It can address fatigue and help you with energy. But are we able to get this support in our normal diet and exercise patterns as well?
Sadly, Sarah, we can't. There's very few foods with any reasonable amount other than a bucket full of camembert cheese, which Joe could probably cope with.
Every weekend. That's my Sunday
after the show celebration.
So from a food source perspective, no, we just can't get enough. And sadly, once we turn about 23 or 24, which is we're still yet
to
achieve.
None of us are there yet. No. Yeah, absolutely.
Our levels seem to drop away. And that's the difficult part. We can't get much from our food. We need more as we get older, but we're actually producing less.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Ubiquinol 300 milligram. We've got time for, I think, one more call. Good morning, Isabella from Cronulla.
Hello, Isabella.
Good morning, Gerald and Joe. I've just had a heart stent put in my heart.
Yes.
I had a 95% blockage.
Yes.
And I've been taking Lipoic 400,
yes,
the ubiquinol and Curaguard. I just wondered whether I can stay on them, as they have put me on PX. Plus aspirin and Cavstat.
Yes. No, you certainly can, Isabella. There are no issues there at all. And well done for having that little bit of heart repair done. And it means that you're going to live for a long, long, long time. So well done. No issues with the supplements on those medications.
Thank you so much for your call, Isabella. And thanks to everyone who called this morning. We're sorry we didn't get to all of you. There was much interest in medicinal cannabis, that is for sure. Head along to houseofhonest.com.au for more information. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can go to that Ask tab.
Never stops. It doesn't go out to the general space. It comes directly to me, and you'll get a specific answer.
Absolutely. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you always feel like you have a lot going on in life? Well, try Go Healthy's Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy from Chemist Warehouse. The herb ashwagandha has been traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to support memory and mental recall. The formula also contains vitamin B5, which supports energy production and a healthy stress response in the body. Go Healthy's Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy one a day is $18.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Thanks for joining us on House of Wellness Radio today. Head along to House of Wellness TV midday on Channel 7 today, where a very surprising result for co-host Luke Darcy when he did a cholesterol test. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a very fit guy.
Well, he tells us he is.
I'm blown away by this.
He's a former footballer.
Eats well.
Yes. And a very surprising cholesterol result, which I think is a lesson to all of us, Gerald.
Yes, it is. And particularly to blokes, because we believe, sure we are, okay, mate. Don't worry about us. So, Darcy, thank you for taking it for the team.
Because it is very much linked to your heart health, and we have seen some very alarming, you know, tragic losses to heart incidences.
And then Darcy went off and did that coronary artery calcium score, which was zero. So that was a good part for him. But it was a great discussion with the cardiologist. Worth watching.
Absolutely. So the lesson there is, of course, get your cholesterol checked.
Of course.
Doesn't matter how your lifestyle might impact on that. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on the House of Wellness today.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me, guys.
Gerald, awesome as always. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au and we will see you all next week.